That's a good one. We're going to have a double helping of Wings. Next one is Jet. Right now, I'm going to give you a clue as to who I am. And here it goes. If you are running any charities or any events at all for charity, and you're trying to raise money for charity, women's outings, ladies' outings, gentlemen's outings, anything like that, I want to hear about it here at Radio Dublin. And all you've got to do is write to me about a week before, and it's 20 Ranelagh Dublin 6. So that's giving you a clue as to who I am. If you think you know who I am, give me a ring at 758684. You could win yourself a nice hairdo, okay?
Freeze! I'm a banker. Put your hands in the air. Give me all your money.
This is Radio Dublin 253.
This is the story of my baker.
And one from Boney M.
I could count.
Ma Baker. Only M there for you, and one cool Ma Baker. Beautiful sound there. Right now, we've just been informed that we got a winner for the competition, Free Hairdo, for somebody from Peter Marks. The compliments of Peter Marks there in town. So, good luck, and thank you. We'll be playing a record for that certain person in about 5 minutes from now. But meanwhile, we've got a little bit of information for you, and this is very good information too. Flag Day today, and it's on behalf of St. Vincent's School in Glasnevin. They've been on a fast for around about 24 hours, or they will be around about this evening on a fast for around about 24 hours. And if you do see a flag box for St. Vincent's School, so all you fellas who go to St. Vincent's or whoever who have ever been to St. Vincent's, why not help them out and give them a couple of coppers out of your pocket? You're not going to miss it, are you? Okay, right now we've got Candy Stanton on the turntable, and after this record, we're going to give you the winner of the competition. Beautiful number from Candy, this one. It's called Nights on Broadway. There you go. That's Candy Stanton there for you. One cool Nights on Broadway. A very good afternoon to you if you've just joined us. This is Radio Dublin 253. My name is John Paul, and we got a winner. We're going to play his record very, very shortly. But first of all, before we do, talking about St. Vincent's Glasnevin, the school, we were just saying that they are having a flag day today, so don't pass the box. Put a couple of coppers in, because it's a very worthy cause. That's my old school. So, fellas, don't forget, if you're going to that school, put a couple of coppers in the box. Also, I've just been informed as well that St. Vincent School are starting some swimming lessons, and they're going to be starting very, very soon. They're going to be starting for children and adults, and there is a small fee, but not a lot. So if you wish to know any more about that, why not give us a shout at 20 Ranelagh Dublin 6. Don't forget, that's 20 Ranelagh Dublin 6. That's the John Paul Show, 20 Ranelagh Dublin 6. Right now, on we go with more music. after 1:10. Having a party, you need a disco. Why not pop along to the Bats and the Harcourt Road, Dublin? Specialists in disco equipment, lighting effects, everything you need for your party or disco shows. Yes, and Band Center have a special offer this year. For your Christmas parties, you can hire out a disco with full sound to light show for £12. Yes, £12. Beat that for value. That's the Band Center, Harcourt Road, Dublin. Telephone 752663. For the best in disco equipment, it's the Band Center. Going out tonight? Why not get your hair done at Casanova's Unisex Hair Stylist, 16 North Earl Street, Dublin. Specialist in hair styling. Why not use Casanova's, 16 North L Street, Dublin. And you don't need an appointment, but if you wish to make one, why not telephone them at 68 2316. That's Casanova's, 68 2316. Just leaving after 1:30 here at the Radio Dublin studios. If you've just joined us, a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. Hope you're going to stay with us right through. Meanwhile, this is Donna Summers, and I Feel Love. It's Peter Blake, and it's Lips making rock and rollin'. If you'd like to give us a ring here at the studio, you'd like a request played, of course you would. Well, the ring is here at 758684, and you can talk to John Paul at the other end. Yes, indeed, John Paul is answering the telephone in the Radio Dublin studios. That's 758684. But to carry on with the music, it's the Steve Miller Band, and it's Rockin' Me. At 2:05 on the Jimmy St. Ledger Show. It's Radio Dublin 253. It's the wild side of life. Man's request time again. Yes, again. For Rory and all the lads in Temple Old College. Come to you from Bren and Ado, and for you it's going to be Travares. And a beautiful number, it's Don't Take Away the Music. 15 minutes beyond 3 o'clock. This is Radio Dublin. Broadcasting on 253. Non-stop till 12 midnight Sunday. So stick with the big one. Well, we had a final track in my show to do these, and I think I'm going to fall in love with you. So until we meet later on this afternoon or late evening, stand by for DJ Sylvie at 3:30. So from yours truly, Jimmy St. Ledger, stick with the big one, it's Radio Dublin.
Of 159 Rafters Road. It's her birthday today, and it's from all your relations and family. Hope you like this one I've lined up for you. Sound of the Steve Gibbons Band. Request for Peter Dunn and Patrick Dunn of 82 Marion Crescent, West Farnham. Also for Alan and Noreen, this is in from Catherine Doyle. And also for Sean and Patricia, listening to Sylvie, from Jerry. Hope you like the show, Pet. Also for all the lads in fourth year, Colostor Fionn or something like that in Booterstown. It's from Finbar in Fox Rock. Hope you like this one. Silver Convention. Tiger Baby. Don't forget, stay tuned all through the night.
Thank you.
smash it, I need you. And don't forget, folks, if you haven't got your edition of last night's Evening Press, in you go. In you go to the press office and see the beautiful Miss Radio Dublin, Patricia Tracy. Patricia is from Ballyfermot, and she was the winner of the Miss Radio Dublin contest at the Ormond Hotel on Thursday night. So if you can't get the papers in your local shops, in you go to the press office. And tomorrow, between 3 and 4 o'clock, we'll have an interview with Patricia. And don't forget, Radio Dublin is on 36 hours. We started today at 12 o'clock, and we'll be going on until midnight on Sunday. And all the staff of Radio Dublin would like to say many, many thanks to the Brown Centre in Harcourt Street. Thanks to Fran, Nick and Jerry. And especially to you, Liam Moran of Cabra. Many, many thanks, boys, for all your help. And don't forget that after the weekend, we have normal broadcasting hours. Wednesday night at 9 p.m. until 2 a.m. Sunday, we start off at 12:30 until 10 p.m. And soon, Radio Dublin will give you regular Saturdays. Also, don't forget, if you want your petition sheets for the license for Radio Dublin, they are now available. Petition sheets now available. All you've got to do is write to Radio Dublin, 20 Renoir, Dublin 6. I'll give you that address again, Radio Dublin for petition sheets, 20 Renoir, Dublin 6. And also the Radio Dublin Club membership, £1. Club membership for Radio Dublin, £1. Treasure Antique Market at the Mansion House on Sunday and Monday, would she please ring John Paul, DJ John Paul at Radio Dublin. That is the lady who called in connection with the Trash and Treasure Antique Market at the Mansion House on Sunday and Monday, would you please ring John Paul. Please ring DJ John Paul at Radio Dublin, 758684. And that also goes for your request, 758684, if you want to request played on the station. Well, back into the music we go. So, the Sex Pistols, God Save the Queen. God Save Radio Dublin.
There she goes, the lovely Sylvia, just got out the studio door. Here on Radio Dublin 253. This is yours truly, Johnny Day, which you know until 6 o'clock. Good afternoon.
year subscription is just £1, but for more details, write enclosing a stamped address envelope to FRC Ireland, 53 Charleston Road, Dublin 6. That's FRC Ireland, 53 Charleston Road, Dublin 6. Remember the name, Sounds Alternative.
Yes, thank you, Kieran. Very nice of you to say all that. By the way, Kieran Murray is the man behind FRC. That is, of course, free radio campaign and all that. So, you got it. Okay, nice one, Kieran. We'll be plugging you again later on. But meanwhile, more music. Here on Live Shows, studio team here on Radio Dublin. This is the Dooleys. Johnny Day, it's a cheery goodbye until 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And of course, don't forget to keep tuning in to Radio Dublin on 253, because we're going all through the night, right on till, in fact, 12 midnight on Sunday night. Good music waiting just for you. Alison Max around the corner, ready to make his big entrance to the microphone. Anyway, from yours truly, Johnny Day, to you all, bye-bye.
Thank you, it's the Johnny Day. About 6 o'clock across the nation's capital. It's the Alistair Mack program, and I'm with you now until about 8 o'clock tonight, and we've got really some incredible sounds for you. So, I hope you'll stay tuned, because this is Radio Dublin.
It's the Alistair Mack show.
Like the man said, the Alistair Mack show. Exile on Main Street, the Rolling Stones singing for you, a track titled Rocks Off. We're getting off to a rock and roll beat for the next 2 hours along with Alistair Mack. And before I go into the next disc, I've got a very special announcement from John Paul. John Paul would like the lady who called in connection with the Trash and Treasure Antique Market at the Mansion House on Sunday and Monday to ring him, or indeed anybody who knows anything about the aforesaid Trash and Treasure Antique Market. Will they please ring him here at Radio Dublin? He's expecting this call, he's waiting for it before he goes off on his other commitments. So please, anybody who knows anything about the Trash and Treasure Antique Market, will they ring John Paul at Radio Dublin, 758684. Okay, moving back to music, and this one is going out especially for Sheena, who's been ringing in looking for Diana Ross. For you, you're getting a little bit more for your value, because it's Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye in a sound from 1973 called Stop, Look, and Listen to Your Heart. Do hope you like it.
Thanks, a little bit of music to motivate you going back a few months in time. We got some more requests flowing in here. Oh, God, I got one here from Andrew Sample, Joe, John, Ronan and Margaret. Nice to see you coming. We're coming in loud and clear there. A little bit of rock coming from Dublin, from Thin Lizzy. Good morning, you're listening to 253 Radio Dublin.
Thank you. Three.
Welcome you to the show. If you just joined us, it's just gone 10 o'clock and I got some news for you. We're going to be going over to Phoenix Park for our first outside broadcast this morning, just after next record. And don't forget, down at the Phoenix Park today, Motor Aces and Radio Dublin, we've got an outside broadcast unit down there, just down at the starting line. We'll be interviewing all sorts of famous people who'll be dropping in. And if you want to have a word over the air too, why not drop along there? That's right down at the starting line. The Radio Dublin car will tell you where it's all at.
I watch the distant lights go down.
Yeah, I'll be chatting to Jimmy over there, and just after this record from Gallagher and Lyle called Breakaway.
Sky. Oh, you know, if you on your journey, never could say goodbye.
That's nice. Easy one there for Jimmy Mack there, who at Phoenix Park. Come in, Jimmy. How are you out there?
Well, it's Mack actually that's speaking to you right now.
Hey, oh, that's Alistair Mack, is it?
At the moment, we're looking at the Shell Sport Trophy Post-War Historics that's just passing by in the background. You can possibly hear the noise of the engines there.
Yeah, how's the weather down there?
It's looking pretty good out here. It's nice and sunny and people are beginning to come in.
That's good, yeah. I believe you've got a Formula Ford race or something coming up soon, haven't you?
Yeah, the John Player Trophy Formula Atlantics.
Oh, right.
That's 10:45.
Right, yeah. That's practice, is it, Troy?
That's practice at the moment.
Yeah, and how's the crowd coming along down there?
Oh, they seem to be streaming in now in droves.
Any requests from there yet?
No, we haven't been talking to anybody as yet. We're just taking it easy at the moment.
Yeah.
Looking out for people.
Oh, that's good. After a hard night, huh?
Oh, wow. The music is sounding tremendous out there, Sarge.
Oh, that's good. Nice to hear it. Okay, you got any more news for us? Anybody there that wants to chat to us or anything? Or?
Oh, hold on. We'll just get somebody for you.
Fair enough.
Well, this is Jimmy Sandager here. Back with you, Sarge.
That's good.
Well, how are things going there on your end?
I think we're going fine. I believe we're getting the phone calls in saying things are going great.
That's great. That's great. Well, it's a lovely day out here at Phoenix Park. I'd just like to remind any of our listeners we'd like to drop down to the Radio Dublin mobile unit. We're parked just near the bridge, on the, just cannot mistake it, it's a white Jaguar with Radio Dublin in a large print throughout. So, why not drop down and meet us all with Alistair Mack and Jimmy Sandager here?
Hey, that sounds great down there. Okay, listen, I'll get back to you maybe in a record or two, and, you know, you can tell me what's happening there.
Well, you can also play a record for us.
Okay, I'll do that. Nice little bit of soul music for you, okay?
All right, see you later.
I'll see you later. Hey, okay, this is good night to Alistair Mack and Jimmy out there at the Phoenix Park. It's sounding great there, lads. And over here, we'll be broadcasting all afternoon from the Phoenix Park. Judy Ann coming on, Judy, and for Paddy Barry, Rosling, and Marcella McEnroe, the hustle. Listen, we're going back to the Phoenix Park there. Are you coming in loud and clear down there?
Coming in loud and clear, and it's always good to work with you. I got my first guest this afternoon, the guy here watching the races, his name is Peter Hennessy. Well, hello, Peter, how are you enjoying yourself?
Very good.
And what are you thinking of the races? Are you going to stay out all day or something?
Yeah, I was here all day Saturday and all day today, I hope.
It's fine, you know, and what event is coming on now, do you know?
Well, they're practicing at the moment. The actual race starts after today.
Yeah, so we've got practice runs all this morning, and the racing starting this afternoon. Well, Peter, would you like to have a request played on Radio Dublin? Well, any record of your choice, or your favourite group or something?
Or for anybody?
There's only one record that they can play, like to be played. Exactly.
Angelo, by the brotherhood of man, for Peter Hennessy. Think you can pick that up for us, Sarge?
Yeah, that's no problem. I'll get it going in a record or two, okay?
Okay, starting off now. Thanks a lot, Peter, for dropping in. playing Angelo for you real soon, okay?
Thanks a lot. Okay, fair enough.
Over
and out. Okay, we'll see you then. Yeah, oh, that's another blast from the lads down there at the Phoenix Park. Yeah, a little bit of soul music coming from Marvin Gaye. It's 10:15, and you're listening to Sarge on the Big One, Radio Dublin, on the 253 metres medium wave.
Plays this week from 7 to 8. Number 8 found in Radio Dublin Top 20, this is Candy Stutton, Nights on Broadway. Now they have it, it could be a number 1, who knows? All the way up to number 3 this week, that was David Soul and Silver Lady. Number one in the charts this week. Magic from Space. Magic Fly. This show was brought to you by International Pen Works Limited. Stay tuned every Sunday between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock when International Pen Works Limited will bring you the Top 20. Our address is 168 Upper Rathmines Road, Dublin 6. Don't forget, if you go along there, tell them Radio Dublin sent you. You're in for a great surprise, a special discount for all Radio Dublin listeners. International Power Works will handle anything from the smallest scratch to the biggest crash. If you'd like to get on the dial and call Tesco, you can do so by phoning 977-998. Don't forget, stay tuned every Sunday between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock when International Panel Works Limited will bring you the Top 20. With yours truly, Sylvia in the seat. Address once again is 168 Rathmines Road, Dublin 6. Tell them Radio Dublin sent you, and you'll get a special discount. How about that? Along with calendar, and of course Philo, and our little McNabstromian. Get in contact with them at 977-998. Goodbye, Goblets, from yours truly, Sylvie, until about 6 o'clock. In the meantime, it's over to Johnny Day.
Yes, indeed, it's me again. Johnny Day here in the hot seat on Radio Dublin, the Big D on 253, on the dial to make you smile. Good afternoon. Now we're going to go over to Phoenix Park, where Alistair Mack is standing by with a few nice people. Okay, Alistair, take it away.
Okay, Johnny Day.
Yes, well, actually, I'm a little bit busy here at the moment, but, yeah, Isaac, we got that, yeah.
Any record of your choice,
because
it was from the Magic Dragon for all the Chase Carmel guys.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right, Mac, right, okay, we got that. Right, okay, once I find a record, somebody's have to steal my records. You wouldn't believe it. Oh, right now, I have them here. Right, okay.
Record of your choice.
The record of my choice. Right, you're very good, okay? You really are very good. Right, okay, this is one here from, and there's a big number here on Radio Dublin. We really are plugging this one. The song of Mick DeVell and the Spanish Stroll. Finn and Nora, Fiona, Siobhan, Sinead, and Baby X, and that's going out for all those at 46 Grange Park Road, Rahini, and that's coming in from Eamon and Joan, and right now we're going to play for you, Dem, Here Comes the Night.
Wow, here it comes!
There you are, you have them. Here comes the night, and right now we're going over to Phoenix Park with Alistair Mack. Come in, Alistair.
Thank you, Johnny Day. It's a little bit noisy here because we've got quite a lot of cars passing by, but I have beside me now Leadon. Leadon is a small world because he's Yvonne Coventry's uncle, would you believe? So, if you're all set, I'm going to ask Lee a few questions. Okay, Johnny?
Yeah, okay, far away.
Right, well, this is Leadon beside me. He's the author of... He tells me 13 books, I think 12 of them have been banned in Ireland. What's the one that's got through?
Goodbye to the Hill, it hasn't been kicked yet, and I don't think they'll bother now, it's too old, you know. 12 years old this year. To talk about these cars going by, I just got in there a bit late, and I got about 400 yards by, I broke up the windscreen barrier. My windscreen shattered like snow or sugar or whatever. And if I didn't win the first prize, Eddie Mack won. Fair play, sir. But about books, in fact, it's about 7 books now. But it's okay, because with a little luck, they'll put me into the Guinness Book of Records. If not as the greatest, as the biggest, the most banned author in history. Oh, it's incredible.
Although, well, you might remember Lee Dunn, because he used to write episodes for the Kennedys of Castle Ross, and you might remember that series. He used to be on RTE Radio. It got quite boring, but Lee Dunn came along after a succession of authors, And it was a noticeable change because I think the doctor got killed. He got shot, actually, about 6 months after League entered into it. Tell us about that, Lee.
Well, he was like a lot of doctors I've met in my time. He deserves to be shot, you know. And at the time, the series was floundering along, as I remember. And I was drunk anyway in those days. And I decided I had to inject a bit of excitement into it, you know. Put a little charge into the bloodstream of the show. But I wrote 150 episodes of that show at the time, and included a doctor. She was a great punchline. You see, when you're writing a series like that, you need a tag on every script. And a tag like Mr. Kennedy, come quickly, the doctor's dead. That has to be a line to remember, you know, because everybody's usually running for the doctor because somebody else is ill. So having said that, one night, desperate for a tagline, I killed the guy off, and the actor still hasn't spoken to me, because he just bought a car in the drip at the time, on the HP, and he was using the press on the show to give a ram of it.
Oh, well, just to show you some good things, Tommy, it probably hasn't started working now, did it?
Well, I'll tell you this, after we got over the initial shock, we've got him a doctor, in fact.
Well, they tell us about Harbour Hotel. It's been on the earnings for about 2 years now. What's the idea behind it, and what is the concept of the whole thing?
Well, initially, RTE were looking for a series to do for an audience what the Kennedys had done, which was really capture the imagination. And there'd been another series, but it didn't go. And they asked me to come in and do about 40 episodes of the show to get it off the ground, you know? And I said I'd have a go. And RTE had an idea about a series in which the location would be a hotel, which is always a good idea for a series, because you can get people wandering in and out, which is great help. With no idea the show was going to go so well. The show now, I've completed 700 episodes of the show up to now, and the show goes out 5 days a week. It's not only retained, though, it's just grown. And what is marvellous for us involved in the show is that we seem to have come through a dangerous thing called audience fatigue. You know, there are a certain number of shows on the air, and people are turning on at a certain time. It's only natural that people are just going to get a little weary the other time. So far, we've come through our one, and so far, it's going very well. In fact, there's no doubt about it. I've been asked already to go again for another year. Now, when I finish 750 episodes, which I'll do by Christmas, another writer's going to take it over for 3 months, because I do need a break, and then I'll come back and do it again. And meanwhile, I got a couple of shots out there going for me. I got a play, which I hope is going on in the Abbey, and I've got a big political thriller which I'm trying to sell. And I'm getting a living. I'm staying ahead of the posse. I can't complain.
Great stuff. Well, this play is going to be this political play. Is it based, say, on the troubles in the north, or something, or something political at the moment, or is it something that's just come into your head?
Well, in fact, the political thing is a book. It's called Ringmaster, and it's a thriller, basically, but a thriller with something else. And yes, it would concern part of our situation on Earth today. It also includes Harold Wilson, who was Prime Minister at the time when the novel takes place. And a couple of publishers, I mean, afraid of it. One publisher told us documentary. He didn't believe it was a novel, which is a great compliment. I mean, I'm very flattered, but I didn't have any bread to show for it, so I'm not laughing or jumping up and down. The play is based on my first novel, Goodbye to the Hill, which I think would make a good evening in the theatre, you know. That's why I am an entertainer.
Well, do you envisage anything like what happened to Sean Casey when he had the sort of taxi on? If you have play Goodbye to the Hill on in the Abbey, do you reckon there's going to be a lot of riots in the rows and, a face of treachery about it?
Well, I might try and organise a few for the publicity, you know, but I don't actually see it happening. I think the Irish are very much more broad-minded than they used to be. I think, too, what's happened to the whole Censorship Act is a very healthy thing. I think that Irish people are standing up and saying, come on, we're not kids, stop treating us like kids. I must tell you, I 1972, a play of mine called The Full Shilling opened the Limerick Theatre Festival. And it was a very, very strong play in that it was about alcoholism and that included a certain amount of sex. And there was a scene in it, in the early part of the play, in which I thought, well, now this is it, this is where they start leaving, you know. And in fact, the whole audience, including four or five nuns, not only stayed, but they stayed to give the play a standing ovation, you know. So things are opening up. Windows have been opened and people are opening their minds a bit more. I think we're in the healthiest Ireland we've ever been in.
That's a tremendous compliment. I'd like to see it fulfilled. Lead on, I've taken you away from your wife, I think, from the cocktail party down at the Dapson tent. So I won't detain you for much longer, but I'm really honoured that you've come along and you've spoken to Jimmy St. Ledger and myself, Alistair Mack, and to the whole audience of Dublin. We reckon there must be in excess of 60,000 people just listening to you just there now. So if you'd like to have a special word to them and maybe say what type of music you'd like to hear, we'd be very glad to play it for you.
Okay, well, I'm very pleased to have been asked, and I'm going back down to pick up. I left the bottle of lemonade tucked away there under the table. As you know, I don't drink. And all those people out there listening to this news station, the best of luck. I think it's very healthy, good competition for all of us. And I'm going back down there to pick up the missus and go off and have a nice, quiet little picnic here under the trees. And then, would you believe, I'm going to Loughbrae, where I used to live, to see if my cat, Pushkin, who has disappeared from our place in Wicklow, to see if she's come back to the old homestead. So, to all of you, best of luck, God bless you, and I don't think you can top the Beatles singing. I get by with a little help from my friends.
Lido, you're a star. Thank you very much indeed, and the best of luck to you in your new book, your new play. Lovely to have you on Radio Dublin. Best of luck.
Right, thank you, Alistair. Very good of you. And of course, also a big thank you there for Lee Don. We'll have that record coming up. Have we got it? What was the name of that record, Mac?
I get by with a little help from my friends.
Yeah, well, we'll get that in the next couple of minutes or so. But meanwhile, we're going to continue on with the Cat Stevens. I wonder if Mr. and Mrs. Pat Lawler are listening. A special hi hello to you. And the request comes from Pat Lawler. Hello to you, Pat. And indeed to Mr. and Mrs. Pat Lawler. And sorry, the request comes from Tom Lawler. So, hello and good morning. Or should I say good evening to you? Hi, also going out to Mr. William Conway. And they're living and listening at 23 Blessington Street, Dublin 7. It's from DJ John Paul, and it's for 3 a.m. My goodness. So, we're not alone here. Exactly 9 minutes to the hour of 12 midnight. Kenneth Murphy making a way for Alistair Mack. He'll be coming away at 12 midnight. This is Tin Lizzy.
When I passed you in the doorway, well, you took me with a glance. I should have took that lapless phone, but I asked you for a dance. Now we... I'm here to do my best. This can't be in its
Yes, indeed. Chart success for Sin Lizzie. That's called Dancing in the Moonlight. It's 6.5 minutes to the hour of 12 midnight. And don't forget, at 12 midnight, the big A comes away. That's right, Alistair Mack. For those who have just tuned in and turned on, this is Radio Dublin, broadcasting on 253 metres, 1185 kilohertz. Radio Dublin with the hottest sounds around, and you're in on the Kenneth Murphy program, and not the Kieran Murphy program, as John Paul said. Always got me name wrong, you know. And that's not a deliberate mistake. My goodness, the phone number is 758684. By now the signal should well be stretching outside Dublin City and County. So if you're living outside the Dublin area, remember that the area code for Dublin City is 01, okay? It's 01758684. That's for people living outside Dublin.